Okay, so we started off on Sunday from my mouth from the base. The Gemara was discussing about Korban Pesach. So the Gemara said the case is there's a chabur of people and they lost their Korban Pesach. They tell one guy to go find it and shecht it. And in the meantime, while he was finding it, the chabura shechted their own korban. So the Gemara says if he shechted first, then it's chal. It works for the chabura, but if they shechted it first, then the shlichus for the shliach who they sent to go shecht the korban pesach, it's batal. So the Gemara says, can't we learn shlichus from truma to pesachim? Because truma's the Gemara says we can't learn shlichus from truma to pesachim because truma is chol etzel kachim. Rather, since rov korbanos are alidei shliach, that's the source for kachim. Can't learn out to anything else. Please, be quiet. So we see from here you need ma'isa bayit. So we want to say that from here we see you need the ma'isa bayit shlichas kachim, and that shlichus works by kachim, which and shlichus takes the place of ma'isa bayit. You need ma'isa bayit to shecht the korban, but shlichus, the shliach that you appoint, replaces the ma'isa bayit. So ask for Yeshua. We already know from Ish, from Parshas Emor, right, that a goy can bring a korban. So how is a goy supposed to bring a korban? A goy can't make, he can't bring a korban for himself, and he can't do it via shliach because a goy can't appoint a shliach. So how can it work that a goy can appoint a shliach? The chassam's hope for answer is that the ma'isa bayin is only the chachilah. But b'yeved, you don't need a ma'isa bayin, and therefore a Jew can bring a korban for a goy, even not as a shliach, and then the shechita will still be kosher, meaning that the shlichus just replaces the ma'isa bayin, but the ma'isa bayin is only b'yeved. So I don't actually need a ma'isa bayin. I'm sorry, it's only ma'isa bayin is only the chachilah. So b'yeved, I don't really need that ma'isa bayin, and therefore the Jew can shecht the korban for a goy not as a shliach, and it'll work b'yeved because the shlichus is there to take the place of ma'isa bayin. You don't need a ma'isa bayin b'yeved. And so it'll be that's how a goy can bring a korban. The Jew brings a form, not as a shliach. So the Pnei Yeshua brings a raya for mila. If someone does a mila out, he grabs the kid and does the mila without the father asking him to. So it's kosher b'di'evit. So even though you need the father to do it, or you need the father to appoint a shliach to be the moel, so it's not ma'akev b'di'evit. So this guy grabbed the kid and did the mila, it would work with Yevon, and we say the Pnei Yeshua seemingly would be the same thing by the Jew bringing a korban for a goy. And it works b'di'evit. So we said that this raya from mila is a little questionable because if some random guy grabs a kid and does a mila, the reason why it works is because for Kol Yisrael, all Jews have a mitzvah to do the meal on the kid if the father doesn't do it. So it doesn't necessarily, the Pnei Yeshua is trying to show that, use this raya to show that it can work without the Ma'isa Av. It can work without the Ma'isa Av. But it works without the Ma'isa Av, so just like it works without the Ma'isa Av, so the Jew ring korban for the goy can work because there's no ma'isa bayin. It doesn't make so much sense because by mila there's a mitzvah for everyone. So had there not been a mitzvah for everyone, meaning had this random guy just grabbed the kid and done the mila, it wouldn't work. The only reason it works is because there's a mitzvah for all Jews to do. There's a mitzvah on everyone to do the mila. But without that, without being appointed as a shliach, it's not going to work. So how would this work? We said, how would this work? We let that stand. We didn't really give an answer. But back to the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua gave two answers of how a goy could bring a korban. Right, the answer we had was a chassam sofer. And the Chassam Sofer brought a raya from mila, and we said might not be such a good raya. Pnei Yeshua himself gives two answers. How could a goy bring a korban if he can't do it himself and he can't appoint a shliach? So One answer could be the Gezeirus HaKasuv of Ish and Parshas Emor teaches me that the Korban of a Goy breaks all the rules. You don't need Ma'aseh Ba'alim by the Korban of a Goy at all. And therefore, the Jew can just bring it on his own accord for the Goy without being appointed as a Shliach. Another answer is that Ish teaches me that the Korban of a Goy is not the same as the Korban of a Jew. They're totally two different halachos, and that's why the Jew can do it without being appointed a Shliach. So the two answers are, they're really the same, just is an exception. Just it breaks the rules, or they're two totally different things. And therefore, it can work out without Shliach. So, those are the two answers of Tanur Shua. How could Ishii teach me that it goes during Korban? Answer of the Sa'an Sofer, Raya for Mila, with your Doha. So, Toast, yeah.
Does everyone say Mila's Shlichus? Chris Mila?
Yeah, the mitzvah is the father's mitzvah to do it. He can appoint the Moel to do it for him.
And that,
yeah. Sure. Everyone will say it, yeah. So, back in the Gemara on Daf Mal, so Tosos asked, why didn't we learn Shlichus from Kachim from Parosh El Aaron that was brought in Yom Kippur? So, Parosh El Aaron had to be shechted by Aaron HaKohen, and which would seemingly show you need Ma'aseh Ba'alim, and Shlichus doesn't work. So, we should say that this is an exception, and therefore, so teach us that this is not like any other Korban. So by all other korbanos which are not similar to Parshal Aaron, where you need Ma'aseh Ba'alim and Shlichus doesn't work, and it's totally different than all other korbanos. So all other Shlichas Kachim, Shlichus does work, and you don't need a Ma'aseh Ba'alim. So Tosos Rush answers that you can't learn it out. There's no steel, it doesn't work. Tosos is saying you need Ma'aseh Ba'alim and Shlichus Kachim, but the Shliach works. The Shliach is sufficient to fill the void of Ma'aseh Ba'alim. So, but maybe really partial Aaron, I would say you don't need a Ma'aseh Ba'alim. You don't need a Ma'aseh Ba'alim at all by other Shlichus Kachim, and therefore partial Aaron would not be a good makor to learn out Shlichus for Kachim. Tosos himself, that was Tosos Rush's answer, that it's not a good deal because you can't learn. Tosos himself answers that we only compare partial Aaron to Korban Chatos, because by Korban Chatos it says, oh, so. So you can't learn out to all other cases of Kachin. We only other compare to Chatos because it says Oso. And Oso teaches me that it even works about Korcha. And since we see that Makirin Oso about Korcha, that teaches me you can have a Shliach, but only by Korban Chatos. By all other Korbanos, not true. In Makirin Oso about Korcha, I wouldn't know Shlichus. And therefore, I need the Pazik of Vishacha to a so-called Israel by Korban Pesach. So partial honor would only be sufficient of Korban Tosos to learn to Chatos, but not to Shar Korbanos. So that's Tosos' answer. So ask to Marsha, but it says Yakir will still by Korban Ola, not Korban Chatos. The puzzle of Tosos' quote is not by Chatos, it's by Ola. Furthermore, the Mishnah Erechin says we don't force people to bring Korban Chatos. Again, only by Korban Ola. So, and the fact that it can be brought by Korcha, so how does that show Shlichus works? Seemingly, if it can be brought by Korcha, I can force you to bring Korban, it shows that you're not as much in control of the action. So, if you're not as much in control, how could you appoint a Shliach? Seemingly, if it can be brought by Korcha, it would show that you should not be able to bring a Shliach. So, three questions. The positive quote is by Ola, not by Chatos. The missionary can says we don't force people to bring a Korban Chatos, it's only by Ola. And the fact that we can force you to bring Korban Chatos, why would that lead us to say that you can appoint a Shliach? It should be the other way around. So Marsha says really the Girsa, it also should be the other way around. That we can't force you to bring Korban Chatos, therefore you can make a Shliach. But by other korbanos, where you can force the guy to bring a balkorcha, so then you think he's not in control, therefore he can't appoint a shliach, and that's where we need your yeshuvan korcha to come and teach me to bring the pasuk of a shachatu by korban pesach. Teach me that shlichus works by kachin, by chatos, meaning we can learn this off by chatos, because since by korban chatos you can't force a guy to bring korban balkorcha, so therefore I would see that he's more in control of the action. Therefore, he can't appoint a shliach. By all other korbanos, where you can force someone to bring a korban, so I would not think that you can appoint a shliach. Therefore, I need the pasuk by Korban Pesach teach me that Shlichus works by Shaar Kodshim. That's the answer to the Marsha. We point out that the mission of Krisos and Daf Yadav sounds like you really can force someone to bring Korban Pesach. The Rameyer holds that we force him if he says, if two Edom say that the guy ate Chalev, and he says he didn't eat Chalev, you can force him to bring a Korban Pesach. So, what's going on? Mishnah Krisa sounds like you can't force it. Marsha says you can't force someone to bring Korban Chatos. What's going on? So he said, could be the Mishnah Erechin. The Mishnah Erechin which said that you can't. Right? That says you would mean you don't need to force him because it's not like he wants a kapara. And we said the Karnayer Eim says similar. That really by Korban Chatos, everyone really wants a kapara. So you can't force him because really he's going to... I'm sorry. You don't need to force him. Saying when we say you can't force him, really means you don't need to force him. He really wants a kapara. He's really gonna come onto it by himself. So that's how the Karnayer Eim understands it. That really the guy wants a kapara anyway, so you don't need to force him. What about the Marsha? The Marsha will say that we don't force him to get a kapara. And the case in Krisos is an exception because he thinks he's Potter. Since he thinks, really, we won't force him. But here, when he thinks he's Potter, therefore we have to force him. Because otherwise, he's never gonna do it. So we said the Shorsh Machlokes, what the Karnayer Eim and the Marsha might be arguing about is, can we force someone to get a kapara or not? The Marsha is going to say, no, we can't force someone. And the Karnayer Eim says, yeah, we really can force you to get a kapara. Because really, that's what people want. Everyone wants a kapara at the end of the day anyway. So that's one way to understand machlokes. Another way to understand machlokes might revolve around shlichus. The Marsha is going to say that based on his girsa, that you can't be forced by chatas. You can't be forced. Therefore, you can appoint a shliach. Therefore, you can't appoint a shliach. But according to the Karnayer Eim, who says that you can force someone to bring a chatas to Baal Korcho, how does it make sense, right? We go back to our original question. How does it make sense that, according to Karnayer Eim, that if you can force someone to bring a korban, therefore they can appoint a shliach? Again, it doesn't make sense because you're not in control. You're not in control, so how can you appoint someone to do a shliach? So maybe the Karnayer Eim will say that if you can force someone to bring a korban, it shows that it's really easy to do. It's a very easy thing to accomplish, and therefore it's more likely you can appoint a shliach to bring that korban. So two ways to understand the machlokes, Karnayer Eim and Marsha, whether you can force someone to bring korban or not. Is it the two ways to understand it are: can we force someone to get a kapara, and what's the reason? How do we understand shlichus? Do we understand according to the Marsha that you're being able to appoint a shliach is a function of how in control of the action you are, or according to Karnayer Eim, making a shliach is a function of how easy the mice is to accomplish, and therefore if we can force you to do it, so it's very easy to do. Once it's very easy to do, and therefore you can appoint a, you can, it makes sense that you can appoint a shliach as well. Okay, so the Gemara moved on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Gemara said, why can't we learn shlichus from a tzad hashavim? It can't be written by Kachin, because we can't learn from Kachin because it's whole Eitzel Kachin. Can't learn it out. It can't be that we learn shlichus written by Gerishin because Truman Kachim are Yeshan b'machshava. So we can't learn it out from there. And the Gemara said, really, I can't learn it out from Gerishin and Kachim to Truma. But if that's the case, why do I need Atem Gam Atem? Gemara says, why do you need Atem Gam Atem? Teach me that an Akum is Pasuk. So does that mean, does Akum, the fact that an Akum is possible for Shlichus, mean all Shlichus? Or only Shlichus of the Jew? Meaning maybe if the Meshaleach is an Akum, then the Akum could be a Shlich. That was the question we had. So the Gemara continued that Rabbi Yochanan says that an Akum can't be a Shliach because he's not Petoras. So obviously it won't work by Truman Gittin. Gemara says, no, if I didn't have Atem Gam Atem, I'd think that an Akum is La Baratira Klal. But really, an Akum has Shaychus to Truma. Akum and Kusi have Shaychus to Truma, right? It says Akum Shetarmu, Akum Kusi Shetarmu, Truma. So maybe I think that Shliach Namiva, they can also make a shliach because they're also relevant to shlichus by truma. Karan atem gam atem. So Shimon argues on the chachamim and he says, no, really, if an akum shetarmu ain't truma son truma, so atem gam atem is needed. Because without atem gam atem, I think to be mamai arisim apumtropis and shutin from truma, that those people can't take truma from me. Kamashalon atem gam atem. So we have machlokes shimon of the chachamim whether truma sakum is truma or not. So again, the Gemara and how we know that akum isn't petoras by truma, and we say no, really, akum isa betruma is an afshe. The Gemara didn't know that Akum is Betorah Shlichus? What was the Havamina in the beginning? What's the Shakma Tari of the Gemara? At least according to the Chacham, the Chacham would say, Akum Shetarmu Truma is a Truma. What's the Havamina to think that they don't have, that they're not Betorahs? They're not Betorahs. What's the Havamina in the beginning? So we had two ways to understand the Shakma Tari of the Gemara. Number one was Tosfos Rid, that the Akum can only be Tosfos Rid said that the Akum can only be mafish in maybe the Akum can only be mafish in certain situations. That if it was grown in his field, but if he bought it from the Jew, he couldn't. And he said maybe that's because of the Hafrasha to remove the Isur Tevel is Chal Rishus Yisrael. And once it's Chal Rishus Yisrael, it's more Chamor, and therefore Akum can't do it if he buys it. But if it was Chal B'Shus Akum, it's more Kal, and therefore it's more Kal, so the Akum is able to do it. So the Akum can only be Motzi Mitzur Kal. So we said maybe that's a Shaka Tari of the Gemara. We thought that really it doesn't work, right? Akum would be weaker because he can only take off Truma that was from his Rishus, that was only grown in his field. That was a Havamina of the Gemara. And we thought Akum was weaker. So we asked on that. We said, but if it was Golub Rishus Akum, which would be Truma, what's the Havamina that Akum Isei B'Truma? Therefore, what's the Havamina do we see that Akum Isei B'Truma, so he could be the Shliach? But if it was Golub Rishus Yisrael, then he can't be the Shliach. So how does that work? I mean, according to this, he can only do it when it's Golub Rishus Akum. But if it's Golub Rishus Yisrael, he still can't. So what's the... How can we say that? Oh, he can be a shliach. Why would we say that? Oh, come on, tell me, Akum can be a shliach. What do you mean? He still can't be a shliach with Golub Rishus Yisrael. He said, no. The Havamina would be that if it was Golub Rishus Yisrael, he can't take off truma. But if the Jew made him the shliach, then maybe Isa B'Truma is an option. Then maybe it would work. That's Tosfos Rid. Asasiyos gives another suggestion based off the Melech HaShlomo. Right, he pointed out that the Yerushalmi argues on the Tosfos Rid. He says that the Yerushalmi doesn't distinguish between Golub Rishus Akum and Golub Rishus Yisrael. He says the Akum can be mafresh either way. So you have to figure out a new shot. He says the new shot is that the Gemara seems to have an extra word. The Gemara says, Eved La Baratera Klal. What is La Baratera Klal? Meaning, even Bidi-Eved, it doesn't work for an Eved. Even Bidi-Eved, an Eved can't be mafresh Truma. However, an Akum, who's Isa B'Truma Denashe, it works Bidi-Eved. An Akum can't separate Truma Chachilig, it's separate Truma Bidi-Eved. So maybe he doesn't have a Chiyuv Hafrasha. He doesn't have a mitzvah to be Mafresh Truma, but he can't create a Chalos Hafrasha. So he said, maybe the subject of the Gemara, right? So maybe the Gemara was saying, he's Ina B'Torah, the mitzvah, so having that the Hafrasha can be Chal for Yisrael, since he's Isa B'Truma, Isim Truma Dinafshe on a Bidi-Eved level. Hamashal, no, we have to say Atem Gam Atem. That would be the way to understand the Shakam Tari of the Gemara according to the Rishpa. The subject of the Gemara, it was how we understand Truma's Akum. Is it Truma's Akum is Chal Bidi-Eved the same as Truma's Yisrael, or is it something totally different? Is it more of an exception? So, from there we move to the Pshat of Rashi. Rashi said, Ish Ish, from Parshas Emor, that's how we learn that Akum can create Chalos Truma. He said, Ish Ish was talking about Korbanos, and so it would be the same thing. Is Korban Akum the same as Korban Yisrael or not? Akumino, to the same halachas of Korban of Yisrael, Pigul, Nosar, and Tame also apply to Korban Akum or not? Okay, Rashi point, we have the Macholkes again, Shimon and the Chachamim, Ak Shetomer Trosso Truma, or Eder Trosso Truma. Rashi says they're arguing about Macholkes, Shimon and Chachamim, they're arguing about does Meruach Akum Pater Mitruma or not? In addition to,
Isn't there a third
is Meruach Akum Pater Mitruma or not? But seemingly Shimon would agree that Kinyan Akum is not Maskia Mikdushas Eretz Yisrael. However, Tosfos learns the Machol. Tosfos quotes Rashi and says that Rashi says the Machol Kes is. Does Akum have a korban to be Akum have a kinyan to be Maskia Mikdushas Eretz Yisrael? So why is Tosfos different? Why is Tosfos quote Rashi differently than Rashi actually? Actually says. The Maharsha explains Tosfos that if everyone agreed that in Kenyan, so Tosfos' question on Rashi was, if you're going to say that Machlokas is in Kenyan or Yish Kenyan, so why in the Gemara Gittin do we say that it's Machlokas Amorayim? You should just say it's Machlokas Hanoyim. It's much easier to say Machlokas Hanoyim based on our Gemara over here. Shimon and the Chachamim are both Hanoyim. So why are we saying it's Machlokas Amorayim? So Marsha says the reason why Tos had to learn Rashi that he was talking about Kenyan and not Meruach Akum is because his question would be much stronger. That if Rib Shimon and the Chachamim were agreeing that Rib Shimon and the Chachamim were agreeing.
So how are you going to learn Shimon from there? Right,
but that's on the three generations. We're agreeing that Kenyan Akum is not Maskia Mikdushas Eretz Yisrael. How can we have an Amora later on in Gemara and Gittin that says that ain't Kenyan? That Akum does not have a Kenyan Maskia Mikdushas Eretz Yisrael. That means that Amora is the little, come on, he's not passing like anyone. He doesn't have any legs to stand on because all the Tanoim here agree that Yesh Kenyan. So Tos said, Marshall says Tos has to learn that the Macholkes is Ain Kinyan or Yesh Kinyan. That's how we understand. So the Ritva asks a question on Rashi. He says, Rashi, if you say the Macholkes is, do we say Meruach Akum is Pater Mitruma or not? So that's a question of whether Truma's Akum is Chayavis in Truma or not. But if Shimon's Pater, Shimon says Meruach Akum is Pater Mitruma. So based off that, I could give you a case where Truma's Akum will be Chayev. For example, if the Yisrael is Meruah, so then even though it's Truma's Akum, it's Chayev in Truma. So what's Machlokes Korban Rashi? I can always give you a case where Truma's Akum will be Chayev. So why is it such a huge Machlokes? Why is it such a huge Machlokes by Meruah Akum? So perhaps Rashi will say that even if the Jew did the Meruah, but if it was Birshus Akum, if it was Tvuas Akum at the time, if it belonged to the Akum when the Jew did the Meruah, so it's still Pater Mitrumas and Maestros. It's still Pater Mitrumas and Maestros. And therefore, it's not such a problem. But according to the Ritva, it's a function of who did the Maestros Meruah. So therefore, I can always get out of, right, then the Ritva is really right. That I can always show you a case of Trumas Akum that's Tulas Akum that's Chayevis Betruma. And therefore the Ritva would have to understand Rashi differently. Because it can't be that this is the Machlokes, because there will always be cases where they agree. I can always give you a case where everyone will agree that that Meruach Akum won't pop to that, it will be Chayevis Betruma. So it must be that they're arguing about what's Machayev and Meruach. Is it a function of who does the Ma'aseh Meruach or a function of who's Rishus and who did? According to the Ritva, it's who does it, right? It's a function of who does it. So even though it's Tvuas Akum, the Jew does Meruach, so it's Chayev and Truma. But according to Rashi, if it's Rishus Akum, even if the Jew does the Meruach, it'll still be Pater. And therefore, it's wrong. You can't always find a case where Tvuas Akum will be Chayev. Therefore, you could understand the Machlokes between Rishon and Chachamim as is Meruach Akum will Meirut Akum Pater Mitruma or not. So, Rashi says the
that is the last coin in the box. But no, everyone.
So one more question that might be from Rashi Bechor. So Rashi says that if there was Tavua that was the Meiruach was done while it was Rishus Akum, there's a Chiyuv Truma Samaisos, but you can sell the Truma and you don't have to give it to the Kohen. Rashi over there says that the Karka belongs to the Goy, the Jew is an Aris, and did the Meiruach. So ask the Shijim Kubat, says, why did Rashi have to interpret this way? If it was Meiruach Yisrael, but it belonged to the Goy, so then it would be Pater Mitrumah Samaisos. Once he's an Aris, so then an Aris has some type of violus, and therefore there's a Chiyuv Trumas HaMaisos. So that's why Rashi had to learn the case this way. The Haikos Simcha Midas suggests that this would be true also in our Sukkah. He brings a Raya from Shitas Rashi from Mishnah Chal. Mishnah Chal says that ownership of the dough determines the Chiyuv Chal. So even if the Maisa of rolling out the dough was done by a Jew, if it was owned by a guy, it's Pater. Again, this is a riot of Rashi. Rashi is by Trumas Akum. We only by the Meiruach we care about who owned it, not who does the act. So we said the ritual would respond to this that by challah and truma, they're not the same thing. Right? Again, the ritual cares about who does it, not who owns it. The ritual cares about who does the meiruah. So how does the ritual understand this? Where he says where challah is a function of ownership, not action. Rituals say they're different. Challah and truma are different. By challah says ariso sechem, your dough. By truma says digunha, your act. Digunha is your act of doing the digun. So therefore, by truma, we care about the maisa, who does the action of meiruach. But by challah, we care about who owns the challah. Ariso sechem. We care about ownership. That's the chiluk that the ritual would make. Because the ritual is hard. The ritual says they're not the same. According to the ritual, they're not the same thing. We brought challah as a riot, Rashi, which is a riot against the ritual. The ritual is going to say, no, challah and truma are not the same thing. So, back to the Gemara, my mouth on the babe. The Gemara says, how does the Ryokhanam learn Shlichus? Ryokhanam learns the Pasuk of Korban Pesach to teach me that Kol Yisrael Yosem Pesach Echa. The Gemara says, no, from that very idea, from that Pasuk, that's where he learns out Shlichus. We say, no, he can't learn, maybe not, maybe he can't learn from there, because they're Shutfin Gavrai, they're all Shutfin. It says Kol Akaha, they're all Shutfin together, and that's how Shlichus works. But in all other cases where you're not a Shutof, maybe there would be no Shlichus. Meaning, maybe this case, like Korban Pesach, is an exception because they're Shlichus. So we say, no, he learned it from Vichulachem Selevei 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 Bayis. Maybe this works because maybe it's the same thing. Maybe Shlichus only works there because they're Shlichus. We said, no, we don't need two Pesukim to teach me. Why would we need two Pesukim to teach me something? Must be this is the source for Shlichus. Vichulachem Selevei 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 Bayis. Asks the Asas Yosef to Yeshua, why is the Gemara Bahamina that maybe Shlichus only works if they're Shutfin? We have a drasha by Truma that Atem Velo Shutfin, right? That you can't do it, right? You can't do Shlichus if you're a Shutta. So why would we think that Shlichus is exclusive to Shutfus? We see from Truma that Shutfin and Shlichus really don't go together. You can't do Shlichus if you're Shutfin. So what's happening tomorrow? The Yeshua answers that Truma is different. Truma is talking about a Shutf that's not also a Shliach. So if it's not also a Shliach who takes Truma on the portion, it doesn't work. But if he's appointed as a Shliach, so then it works. But by Korban Pesach, where they're Shutfus, and they appoint the guy as a Shliach, so that's why it works. Everyone is Shutfin, and they appointed a Shliach. So that's why it works. But by Truma, they didn't. The guy was their shulchan, but he wasn't appointed as a shliach. That's why. That's what Yossi says. No, Atem below shulchan means he acts shalom midas abayla. He acts on his own accord. But by Pesach, the havmina is since they're all acting midas abayla, therefore he could be a shliach. So that the two answers are Shri Yeshua. One is Shulman's Chutzvus, not appointed to Shliach. Pesach is Chutzvus, appointed to Shliach. That's what Yosef says. Truma is Shalom Midas Abaylim, and Pesach is Midas Baylim. So, what's the Hamina that will say, that will only say Shlichus where there are Shutvus? The Gemara assume that maybe Shlichus, that Kor Pesach is not a Raya, because Shlichus only works because there are Shutvus. What's the Hamina? Maybe because Shlichus is Siras Korach. Shlichus is, I give you the power to do this action, and Shutvus is just, I'm a part owner. So maybe Shutvin haven't, since maybe it's easier for Shutov to do Shlichus, because since he's already a part owner, it's easier for him to get the koach from Mishalech. The problem is that he's not a Bialim at all in the Chelek of the other guy, meaning it's 50-50. I own this half, you own this half. You're not an owner at all in this half. You own this half, not this half. So why is it any easier? So the Shut Ma'arik suggests that based off the Acholks and Bav Metzia, whether we say Migu Zachen Ashe Zachen Ana Chabre, right, by an Ani, can Ani pick up the leftover gleanings for his friend? Rashi says that everyone will agree Zachen Ana Chabre if that one is also being Zochah for himself. So do also by Korban Pesach. The Shliach is also being Shokit for himself. So he's Zachen Ana Chabre, and the Shlichus works because of the Ma'aseh Shechita that he's doing also for himself. So it's different. If I'm doing it also for you at that same time, as Shutvin, that's why it'll work. Because I'm doing it for myself and for you. Not just for you. So another answer could be that we really understood Shutvin's wrong. We thought, right, if me and you own a field, so I own 50, you own 50. But really, Shutvin could also be, every molecule of that field is half mine, half yours. So really, I have ownership, I have Mises Bialis in the entire field, that's what gives me the power, that's what I would think that maybe Shlichus is exclusive to Shutvus.
Is
that was the Rebbe's question.
Rashi and Gittin? It says Rashi, Rashi and Gittin?
Rashi and Gittin? Yeah, it's based off that, right? Yeah, it's based off that, yeah. Yeah. Finally, the Gemara on Membeis Med Aleph said, "How can we say how can we say that we need two psukim? Why do we need two psukim to teach me shlichus by is shutzvus v'gabai? We need vichlems ish selavis olos selavai. Teach me that ish zochav ina katan." So Tosfos Rosh asked, "Why do I need a pasuk for that? We already know in yad l'katan. So why do I need a pasuk to teach me that doesn't work for a katan?" He can't even be Zilchah Atma. Why would I think that he could be Zilchah for a Gadol by Korban Pesach? The Makkos is what's his question, right? Maybe the Makor for this is the Makor for Inyad Lakatan. Maybe this is the source that a Katan can't be Zilchah for himself. The Makkos points out that Tosfos Msachim says similar, that we shouldn't learn Ish L'Fiachlo teaches in a Katan Zilchah. We already know from in Shlichus L'Katan. So Tosfos thought that Ish L'Fiachlo might be the Makor for Ish L'Katan. So the fact that Tosfos Kedushin didn't assume that Ish L'Fiachlo could be a Makor for anything, Zilchah Atma or Zilchah L'Achirim, sounds like he learns from other sources. Meaning, again, it's the same thing, that he learned this could actually be the source. Why are we saying, oh, how do I know? Right? Why is this? Meaning, why are we saying we already know in Yad HaKatan? Maybe this is the source for that. Maybe this is the source for Yad HaKatan. The Makkos himself says that maybe the source is Atem Gamata. So Tosfos Gittin says that we learn from Atem Gamatem that in Shlichus HaKatan. So the Makkos says that Tosfos and Kedushin learned Atem Gamatem to teach me that in Katan Zochel Achirim, Vigam in Zochel Aso. Seemingly because he can't create a chalos. So we have Macholkes between Macholkes, Tosgin, Tosim Sach. Tosgin says, we learn Shlichus from Atem Gamatem. Tosim Sach says, we learn Shlichus from Ish Lefi Achlo. So we said, what's the Shorash Macholkes? Maybe it is whether you can learn Atem Gamatem. Is it Atem Gamatem limited to teach me Goyim don't work? Or can we even expand it to say Katan doesn't work? So, right, Tosos Himsachim, who says that we learn from Ish L'Fiachlo, would say, no, Atem Gamatem is only by Goyim. You can't learn it out for Katan, so you have to have another source. Tosos Gittin says we learn from Atem Gamatem because Atem Gamatem is expansive. Goyim and Katan, they both can't be Shlich. They both can't be your Shlich. That's the that would be my focus. Another way to learn Tosos Kedushin could be that Tulsa's ancient lethal Sakatan from Atam Gamatam, and because Katan Labar Das. Katan Labar Das, which is how Tulsa Sakatan wanted to learn. He doesn't have Das, so therefore, that's why it doesn't work. Tulsa Kedushin says that Korban Pesach is different, because by Korban Pesach, Mido Hamina, that since he's Shaykh Achilles Pesachim, so therefore, and since he can be part of the group, a point is part of the group, therefore he can be Zohar Achir. Meaning Tosus is assuming that a Katan can be appointed as part of the group, and that it works. How would it work? So he said, is it Minui Bepet, or does it require Kinnin? So the Grach said maybe it means it needs a bias. It's a formal kinyan to become part of the chabur for Korban Pesach, not just saying you're in the group, you're in the chabur. So he brings a right from Rashi and Zvachim, who says that nimne b'dmei likichasa. They got people in the chabura, but you paid money for it. Everyone chipped in, and that's how you got into the chabura. So that sounds like it's a real kinyan. It's not just a minoy b'pet. So. But if the media needs a Kenyan, and we say Katan can be appointed in part of the Chabura, so how could that work? How could a Katan work on a Dora? How could a Katan be part of the Chabura on a Doraisa level? Katan can't do a Kenyan. So he said maybe because Dasa Cheres Makro, or maybe because Selavais Avos Selavais Gzeres Hakasos, maybe because he can be Nimna without a Kenyan, because Kenyan isn't Shayach to Katan. Meaning, Kenyan, you only need Kenyan when it's Shayach to that person. But if you can't do Kenyan, so it won't work. So Tosfin could be with Peh, and therefore the Katan could work. Therefore, since the Katan is Minu Peh, couldn't be part of the Chabura, so maybe he could also be Zocha for other people. So Kamash Malan, that it's Minoy Bikinian, a Katan can't be Memana, a Katan can't do it for other people, and therefore it's just an exception that he could be Memana himself. That's the Shakuntaria according to Tosfos.